Blog Talk Radio.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, "Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see? A star, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite." Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, "Do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea."
Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, "Do you know what I know? In your palace, more mighty king, do you know what I know? A child, shivers in the cold, let us bring him silver and gold, let us bring him silver and gold."
Said the king to the people everywhere, "Listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere. Listen to what I say. A child, sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness.
Christmas season off by giving praise to the one and only the Lord Jesus Christ, and to God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ for his birth and his resurrection, all of it. We just give praise to the Lord for all that he's done for us, even from the beginning, before the foundation of the world. Hello, everyone. And welcome to this edition of United Christian Ambassadors Radio, also known as UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I am your host. My name is Pastor Timar McCain, and I would like to welcome all of my faithful UCA members and visitors. Call, text, inbox all your friends and family members and tell them to call in or click on my blog talk link on Facebook, Tumblr, Alignable, or Twitter, wherever you see, LinkedIn also, wherever you see the link for this program, just go ahead and click on the link, and you can listen from your computer, all right, or just dial in, okay, 646-668-8537. Tell your friends that. They can just dial in, okay? Tell them to join me for this 1 hour as I preach about how Christianity has come a long way. That's the title of my message today. Christianity has come a long way. When you think about it, Christianity has actually come a long way and has gone through all kinds of trials and tribulations and physical trials, since way back in the day when they were fed to lions and burned at the stake, heads chopped off, boiled in oil, and even today we are still being persecuted physically, mentally, and spiritually. It hasn't changed. It's still happening in different parts of the world. We are constantly being criticized, accused, mocked, and looked down on. The world sees us as either a highly religious group, some kind of political organization, a business, or a corporation, anything except what God raised us up to be, and that's Christ-like people. How long can Christianity continue to be persecuted, ignored, mocked, and blamed for things we didn't do? How long are we to stand by and allow society to not take us seriously? When will we be delivered from the oppression of society and an ungodly government? Well, hold on, and you will get the answers to all of your questions in today's broadcast. So don't go away. Stay with us. Stay with us, and we will be right back. Let's continue some more Christmas.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible says, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day.
Hark now, hear the angels sing, new King's born today.
And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Shepherds watched their flocks by night. They saw a bright new shining star and heard a choir from heaven sing. The music came from afar.
Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king's born today.
And man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. Joseph and his wife Mary came to Bethlehem that night.
Hallelujah.
They found no place to bear her child. Not a single room was in sight. By and by they found a little nook in a stable all forlorn. And in a manger cold and dark, Mary's little boy child was born.
Trumpets sound and angels sing, listen to what they say.
That man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day. That man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Hallelujah. When you're listening to UCA Radio, Merry Christmas, where you will find music and a message. UCA stands for United Christian Ambassadors. And as I say every week, and understand this, all true believers, workers, and disciples of Jesus Christ are ambassadors for Christ. You are ambassadors for the kingdom of God, which makes you automatically a UCA member. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, as we present the message to the people, I pray that their hearts and their minds are open to receive of you, Lord, to receive of your word. Let your revelation flow through their very beings, Lord, in their minds, in their souls, in their spirits. Let your revelation flow. Unveil, Lord, the truth of your word. Unveil your plan of the ages, that your people who are listening may wax strong in the spirit of the living God, so that we can all move forward into the kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now, well, let's get on to the message now. It's entitled Christianity Has Come a Long Way. Thank you, Lord. Christianity has come a long way, but we have a short time to go. You see, to have Christ-like people on earth has always been in the heart and mind of God since the beginning of mankind. God's desire to have man in his likeness and image has never changed. God still wants man to be in his likeness and image, and that likeness and image is the glorified Jesus Christ. From the time God ordained the firstborn of Seth's seed. Now, you guys know Seth is the son of Adam. That was the son that was actually in Adam's likeness and image. In other words, he looked just like his dad, right? So from the firstborn of Seth's seed, following the firstborn in every generation until Jacob, Jacob was Abraham's son, you know, God has never failed to have people in every generation that has some kind of characteristics of Jesus Christ, something about them, having something about them that's Christ-like, or he used them as a type of Christ in Scripture. Even after Jacob, the Lord had individuals like Moses, Joshua, David, and many others who were types of Jesus Christ in their ministry, types of Jesus Christ in their ministry to the Lord. Even groups of people like David's anointed army, even Abraham's small army of 70 people who, by the way, defeated five kings. That's five armies. And Joshua's, and these weren't small armies. These were big armies. And Abraham's small army of 70 people defeated these five kings. And Joshua's army was very powerful also. All of these were types of the last day Christ-like army of the Lord, fighting demons, casting them out. We have to read about these people in the Bible so that we can receive the revelation of what we are to be in this hour. We are to truly be Christ-like in every way. God's vision, his plan of having Christ-like people on the earth was slowly coming to pass. Back then, it was moving forward. After the Lord followed Seth's seed of firstborn sons from generation to generation all the way to Jacob, you will see that God picked it up again and continued with the tribe of Judah, one of Jacob's 12 sons. Although Judah wasn't the firstborn son of Jacob, he was still of the seed of Seth. And the Lord followed that seed until Joseph and Mary. Joseph and Mary. Now, we're going down generations here. Joseph and Mary were both of the seed of Judah, who was of the seed of Jacob, who was of the seed of Isaac, who was of the seed of Abraham, all the way back to Seth, who was of the seed of Adam. It goes all the way back, from way back then to Jesus Christ. That's why it's written that Jesus was of the tribe of Judah, according to the flesh. Speaking in the natural, God was still putting in the work in order to have Christ-like people upon the earth. And now, today, we are getting close to God's appointed time. Christians have a long way. Christians have come a long way, but we still have a long way to go. And a short time for the work to be completed. Today, God's plan is still moving onward. He hasn't given up on further developing his Christ-like people on the earth. As it is written in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. God still wants his likeness and image upon the earth, and he will not stop until everyone on earth looks like the glorified Jesus Christ. That is, all of you, all of those who submit to him. and submit to the change, to the cleansing. Submit totally to the Lord. The Lord will not be satisfied until you look like the glorified Jesus Christ, because then we will look like God. From the beginning of the church, on the day of Pentecost, to this very hour, God is working to move us on into perfection. However, there have been obstacles in our way. The church went through the dark ages when witchcraft ruled, you know, when many of our Christians had fallen away from the faith and went a-whoring after other gods and other religions. During all these dark ages, witchcraft ruled, Satanism, all of that. So from the time of the early church to this very day, Satan, his demons, ungodly people, organizations, governments, armies, and rebel groups have placed Christians under heavy persecution, killing many and torturing many, taking away their rights and trying to force them to deny Christ and worship their gods. They are burning their churches, burning Christian churches, burning their houses, killing and torturing pastors, and killing their families right in front of them, even women and men, even women and children. This is happening right now, today, in Africa and many other parts of the world. Christianity is the most persecuted religion at this time. Nevertheless, history has shown us that the more Christians were persecuted, the more we grew. Christianity keeps moving forward. Christianity has come a long way. We are still in the fight. So Christians, don't give up. Your salvation is more sure now than when you first believed. Keep the faith. Hang in there and stay in the Spirit, because those of us who are in the Spirit can see how God is working behind the scenes. He is doing a work in us and in our situations, delivering, healing, building us up, and strengthening us. He is putting in us the same thing that's in Him, causing us to endure to the end and be overcomers. We can see that very soon He is going to break forth and show Himself strong in His people before the world see Him in person. We are Christians, and we will persevere as long as we stay in the secret place of the Most High God. That's a personal, private relationship. That's a love relationship. We will come out on top if we stay there, as it is written in Psalm chapter 91, verses 7 through 11. 1,000 shall fall at your right, 1,000 will fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh you. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, your dwelling place. There shall no evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling, for He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. God has our back. He has our front and on every side of us, which is why God is preparing us for what we have been longing for more than 40 years. And I'm talking about people who have received the revelation of Jesus Christ, those who have been walking close to the Lord for over 40 years, maybe some even longer. He's preparing us now for what we've been waiting for. Listen, church, our time is coming for us to rise and shine with the glory of the Lord. Your walk and your work has not been in vain. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. You see, once we receive the brightness of His glory, we will shine forevermore. But until that time, God wants us to remain patient and determined to finish the course. He wants us to hang in there, be faithful, continue to be loving toward each other and toward others. Speak the truth. Don't be fearful, but be ready to preach, teach, and prophesy. Be ready to work in the field, outside of the church, in the streets, or wherever God leads you. Just keep laboring for Christ, even working with our hands when necessary as a good example for those looking at us. Keep in mind that we are still being developed into what God wants us to be. We must move on to perfection. Christianity has come a long way, but keep in mind that we have a long way to go and a short time to get there. So stay strong. We can and will finish this course. And keep in mind that we have the Holy Spirit with us and in us and around us to help us make it to the end. So keep walking, having our spiritual senses open more and more to hear his voice. And let us continue walking and being led of his Spirit, especially in this day and age. God wants us to get in our spots, our place, our office, but right from there, so that we can be ready to move forward in God's ministry with great, unheard-of power. He wants us to keep believing, keep walking by faith, not by sight. Don't be discouraged. Don't grow weary. He wants us to encourage ourselves in him and encourage others in the Lord and to continue to be a light in this dark world. Our time is coming for us to rise and shine. It's closer than you think. The scripture in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 is about to be fulfilled, which says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." The Lord has been waiting for us since before the foundation of the world. God is very excited and ready for us to get moving in this last day, powerful Holy Spirit movement that is about to break forth. And God wants us to be assured that he is for sure going to move upon his people in his people and be all around and with his people in this hour. God has constantly throughout the years showed us by revelation what his true last day Christ-like church would be like. He has given us many types and shadows in scripture of his last day Christ-like army. Everything in scripture and in history is leading up to us. His last day golden seven lampstand church, his army, his bride, his Christ-like people, and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everything in scripture, the revelation of it all leads up to the coming of Jesus Christ and his bride. Like, for example, David's army of mighty men that was written about in 2 Samuel chapter 23, verses 8 through 39. They were a type of God's last day army of Christ-like people, warriors. They were warriors, just like Jesus is our champion. He is our warrior who fights our battles. We are just like him. They were a type of us being highly anointed with strength and power in the Holy Spirit. Read 2 Samuel chapter 23 to see how powerful David's army was. It's a type of the army of the Lord. Solomon's temple showed us how the Spirit of the Lord was in the midst of his people. You see, he's in the midst of his people the moment that we are all in one accord. When we're in one accord, we become irresistible to God. He's in our midst right now, but especially when we are with one accord and together for one purpose, to love him, honor him, and when we come together to praise and worship him in spirit and in truth as one person, then he moves on our behalf to be a blessing to us, to God's people, and to the world. Can you imagine what a blessing it was when the people in Solomon's temple way back in 2 Chronicles, when the Spirit of the Lord showed up, when they were giving praise? This is 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verses 13 and 14. It says, it came to pass, it came even to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. It was the glory cloud of the Lord. It's written, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. You see, God wants us to be in union, in one accord, in agreement with him and with each other, with purpose, as it pertains to the perfect will of God. God wants us to be with one accord, even more so now than the day of Pentecost. Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. We are now to receive and be filled with the sevenfold anointing of his Holy Spirit, not a double portion, not just the former reign of the Spirit, but all of the Spirit, the former and latter reign of the Spirit all at once. That's what we are to receive. He wants us to be consistently filled with the Holy Spirit to overflowing. So you see how far we have to go, but how the time is cut short. So that means we must be more focused than ever before. We have to be steadfast, unmovable, determined to do the Lord's perfect will in this hour. It's up to us to do our best. Then God will do the rest. This is his work, and we must understand that. But nevertheless, we must not resist the Holy Spirit. We must submit to God and resist the devil so that he can flee from you and stop hindering your work. God is going to succeed, but we want him to succeed with us. So don't rebel against him. Stop acting like a spoiled brat. Selfish. Just keep in mind that this, keep this in mind. God is moving his people on into his perfect plan into the in this hour. He continued moving even from the little house on Bunny Bay Street. A little house way back then in 1906. That little small remnant of eight people in that little house, they were a little seed. They were devoted people. They were a seed of devoted people in one accord that grew and grew until they ministered to thousands when they moved on to Azusa Street. And from there, God showed himself powerfully with signs and wonders. God healed all that came into that building. On Azusa Street, even those nearby on the streets and in bars, they would fall to the ground and worship God, no matter how sick people were, no matter what disease or infirmities they may have had. God healed them all when they came in that room. And the word spread all over the world. People came from all over. God had moved on many others in order for his plan to move forward. God moved in many other places, like the Welsh revival. That was just a year or two before the Azusa Street revival, of which many other ministries sprang forward from that movement, just like many popular Christian denominations sprang forth from the Azusa Street revival. Many men and women of God were on the move, going all over the world, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ and the gospel of the kingdom of God, and showing signs and wonders, miracles of healing. People like William Joseph Seymour of the Azusa Street Revival, John G. Lake, Smith Wigglesworth, Catherine Kuhlman, William Branham, A.A. Allen, and also Amy McPherson, who received a vision of a circle in the sky, and she saw lost and restored, that was lost in Adam restored. This was in her vision of a circle in the sky. Another person, Dr. Olie Jaggers, who had a vision of Jesus in the sky over the city of Los Angeles with what appeared to be a bubble in his hand. He dropped this bubble and it became seven churches. Well, we came to understand that the circle in the sky that was seen by Amy McPherson was actually the pearl of great price. I'll tell you a little bit more about that. And that which was in the hand of Jesus in Dr. Olie Jaggers' vision wasn't really a bubble at all. It was the pearl of great price. And the seven churches that sprang up after Jesus dropped his pearl in Dr. Jaggers' vision was really one church, not seven, but one church. It represented one church, God's golden seven lampstand candlestick church, his last day powerful church. These visions remained a mystery until Ray Cirillo had his vision. Then it all made sense. In Ray's vision, he picked up the pearl that had been dropped, you know, that pearl that was seen in the sky by Amy Simple McPherson of Lost and Restored, that same pearl that was in the hands of Dr. Jaggers, who identified it as a bubble, and Ray Cirillo picked up that pearl that was dropped by Jesus Christ in Jagger's vision. And the Lord identified what Ray Cirillo, had in his hand as the pearl of great price. Now, let's understand what all of that means, the pearl of great price. You may not have ever heard of these men and women of the faith, all these people that I named. You may have never heard of these people. But somehow the ministries that you are currently in are connected to these people and their Holy Spirit movement, to God's movement from way back then. Somehow, if you trace your church back, it is somehow connected. If your ministry didn't come from any of these people, then know that all of our ministries started on the day of Pentecost, the founder being Jesus Christ himself. It was Jesus and all of these people throughout the years who passed the torch to those who should follow in God's plan of bringing forth Christ-like people to this earth, which is God's perfect will in this hour. God's plan of having Christ-like people had picked up in pace and began to move a little faster. Many people I know personally was called to a particular ministry. And this ministry was called the Upper Room Ministry. This was years ago. And guess what? We were under the leadership of Ray Cirillo, the man who picked up the pearl, one of the pioneers of the faith. God had pulled many of us together from all over the United States to give us the revelation of Jesus Christ under Ray Cirillo. God gave us the revelation of the message of life, which is the message of the mystery of the pearl of great price spoken of in Matthew chapter 13, verses 45 and 46. It says this, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Why did Jesus liken the kingdom to a pearl? You ever thought about that? Well, here's why. Because a pearl is the only living organism that can create a beautiful gem. The pearl is created by suffering. When a grain of sand gets into the shell of an oyster, for example, it causes an irritation. The oyster then builds a covering around the irritated area. And when it hardens, it becomes a pearl. And then the oyster is killed for the value of the pearl. Jesus is our divine oyster, and his suffering was caused by us, people who are made of the dust of the ground, you know, dirt, just like the dirt gets into the oyster shell. Well, it's dirt that caused an irritation in Jesus Christ, and his covering made the pearl of great price. It was his atoning work that causes us to become Christ-like people so that we may enter into the kingdom of God. The kingdom is built through suffering, the suffering of Jesus Christ for us, on our behalf. And the message contained in there, it tells the story of Jesus from the very beginning, even from his birth to his death, burial, and resurrection. It's a message. Pearl means message. It's a message. We came to realize that the message of the pearl of great price is the pure, uncut word of the living God and the perfect last day prophetic message of life and immortality. God has started to open us up more and more to receive the mysteries of the ages, even the mystery between God and Christ. Yes, there is a mystery by means of unveiling the message contained in the parable of the pearl of great price, which is the powerful message of the kingdom of God and of Jesus Christ. And now we continue to move. Because as time passed, the Lord moved many of us, these people that I told you that I knew personally, the Lord moved many of us out of the upper room ministry 7 years after the transition of Ray Cirillo from heaven to earth in order for us to continue to move forward. We must continue that move, which started many, many years ago, even from the days of the early church to this very day. We haven't stopped moving forward in God's plan. Although, or shall I say, God hasn't stopped moving forward, having people in every generation. Although we ourselves and many churches have gone through some trials and tribulations collectively as a church and individually as Christians, being attacked by demons as they try to attack us with sicknesses, and also by the government as they try to shut us down, and by people and businesses attacking our finances and attacking us in the legal system with court trials and so on, trying to break us down, trying to make us give up the fight. Nevertheless, God has managed to pull his chosen people together once again, a small remnant, just like the remnant he had with his 12 apostles. They were a small remnant, a seed, a small group of true believers, people who love the Lord Jesus Christ. God is doing it again, choosing people who are determined to finish the course, people who are sold out to the perfect will of God in this hour. God is forming his true church in this hour, calling people from out of all ministries in Christianity and in the world, even from your church and my church. And these people may not look like much right now, but we shall become a ministry of powerful people who will put a stop to the evil in this world by the sevenfold power of Holy Spirit and fire. Yes, he's calling us out He's calling people out now. Those who have an ear to hear. Those who have an ear to hear will hear the sound of his voice, and they will come to the call. And it's those people that will be his chosen. So fear not, because God has not left us alone to fight this battle. He's calling others. God has raised up other ministries all over the world, calling them to become Christ-like people into his army. Even here in California and other places in the United States, raising up prophets in the United States and in the world, raising up prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers who have received the revelation of the mystery of the message of life and immortality, the mystery of Jesus Christ, the revelation of Jesus Christ, and preaching to many all over the world. And all the people who are receiving their messages are also determined and moving forward to fulfill God's will just as much as you are, just as much as I am. So keep moving forward and know who you are in Christ Jesus. Who are you? Who are we in Christ Jesus? We are Christians, and Christians are a mixture of Jews and Gentiles. Gentiles are other nations. We are a mixture of Jews and other nations who are joined to Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. We are his true believers. We are his servants, his kings, and his priests. We are disciples, lovers, and followers of Jesus Christ. We are Christians. We are God's anointed ones. We are Christ-like people. We are those who are born of the Spirit of the living God. We are a new creation man. We are of the incorruptible seed of Jesus Christ. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. I'm telling you who you are. We are his holy people. We are the seed whom the Lord hath blessed, the holy seed, the children of the promise. We are the people of the kingdom of God. We are those who live forever and shall not ever die or be destroyed. Although our bodies may be dissolved, because, you know, these natural bodies, we're automatically going to lose them, but we will still keep living. We don't die. We will not die. We keep living. We are the assembly of the firstborn. We are just men and women made perfect. We are God's last day, powerful, perfect seven gold church. We are the government of God. We are the army of the Lord, the bride of Christ. We are those who will be made in the full likeness and image of the glorified Lord Jesus Christ. We are those who are in God the Father and Christ Jesus the Son, and God the Father and Christ Jesus the Son is in us and shall be in us forever. That's who we are. So rejoice, because God's word is moving forward as we are all preparing to move along with the host of heaven to take the promised land by force. The promised land in this hour is the world. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. It all belongs to God. We have to take it by force. Our mission is to bring heaven down to earth. We are to take charge of the earth. We are to be the government of the world. We are to fulfill the prayer of Jesus Christ, the prayer he taught us to pray. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, just as it is done in heaven. Just as it is in heaven, let it be done on this earth. This prayer request must be fulfilled in order for there to be a new heaven and a new earth. So yes, Christianity has come a long way, and we are still moving forward despite the trials, tribulations, and persecutions. We are like gold. You can burn us, beat us, and bury us, but we will still come out in the fullness of the marvelous glory of the Lord. Amen and amen. That's our message for today. Merry Christmas, everybody.
We three kings from Orient are bearing gifts. We traverse afar, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. Star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Frankincense to offer have I, incense on the deity nigh, praying, praising, all men raving, worship him, God most high. Myrrh is mine, it's bitter perfume, breathes a life of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, filled in the sorrowful tomb. Star of wonder, star of night, hallelujah. Star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Hallelujah, hallelujah, earth to the heavens reply. Star of wonder, star of night,
hallelujah,
star with royal beauty bright,
westward
leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light.
Are listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I'm Pastor T. Mar McCain, and we're about to read the scriptures for the week. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Daniel 12, verse 3, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Also, Isaiah 60, verse 1, it says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Matthew 13, verses 45 and 46. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Oh, come, Emmanuel, and rescue captive Israel. He lie in lonely exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, Emmanuel shall rescue captive Israel. O come, Son of God, and save your people. Go against all odds. You are the truth, the life, the only way to give us victory over the grave. Oh, rejoice, Emmanuel shall rescue captive Israel. Oh, come, Jesus Christ, we thank you for the pearl of great price. We walk now in your wonderful light, with the promise of eternal life. Oh, rejoice, Emmanuel shall rescue captive Israel. Rejoice, Emmanuel shall rescue captive Israel. Shall rescue captive
and a message. Hallelujah. Thank you all for joining us today. I really appreciate it so much. And tell your friends and family members that we're here every week at 3 p.m. Pacific time. Now, keep in mind, this is a worldwide radio program, so people are listening to us all over the world. Some people are listening to this this particular program right now, Tuesday morning or sometime Tuesday. Okay, you're getting it on Monday, but they will get it on Tuesday in different parts of the world. So just keep in mind. So check your time zone and dial in the number or click on the link click on the link, and you can listen to the whole entire program from your computer. You can listen to it from its entirety, from your computer, and just be blessed. Be blessed, and you can listen to it anytime. After this show, you know, you can listen to it next week. Just click on the link. You can listen to it tomorrow. Click on the link, and it will show you, and you'll be able to hear the entire program. We really appreciate it. Keep in mind that on Wednesdays, we have Christian Talk with T. Meyer and Tusila, and we usually have a special guest, so you'll be blessed with that. So make sure that you tell your friends about that. That's at 8 p.m. every Wednesday Pacific time. So once again, check your time zone and be ready to either dial in or listen from your computer just by clicking on the link, okay? Just click on the link and you'll be able to listen from your computer. So thank you so much for joining in. Thank you so much for being a part of this particular radio program, UCA Radio. Thank you very much. And we'll be here next week. In the meantime, let's praise the Lord, because he is for sure worthy to be praised. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And may the Lord bless and keep you during these holy days. Remember, Jesus is the reason for the season, so keep Christ in Christmas. Until next time, goodbye and God bless.